little bit, come in here a little bit early tonight.
You know,
all the years I've been on the air, and I get people that will rag on me because I'll talk with a let's just flat call it a Mexican accent or an Asian accent or you know, Jewish accent or whatever. It's just, it's Hollywoodisms. I'm looking at a website right this second. You want to talk politically incorrect. See, I don't care. It's you know, IBM announced today they're getting a new CEO, and it's a gal. And she's a pretty good-looking gal. The headline is, IBM shows how to do a new CEO. Now, with my twisted, warped sense of humor, how do you think that most people are going to read that headline? Well, that one's bad enough. And now I roll down here, we're talking about the markets and how, you know, because the markets took another bloodbath today. And and you think about all the capital influx that's come to us from China and how all we rag about is China and how they own this country and Walmart and on and on and on. And so the next headline says, chin music for investors. Well, I know what they're, you know, I had to read that a couple of times, and obviously it's taking it on the chin. But it's just this language issue. It's crazy. You don't have to agree. That's the way I see it, and I'm sticking to it. Good evening. Welcome to a Tuesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 25th day of Red October, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad to have you here. I'm sure you've heard the figures. Dow closed down 207 points today. I mean, Netflix was an after-hours bloodbath yesterday as 800,000 subscribers to Netflix canceled their subscriptions. Amazon.com was cut down late today. Their earnings plunged 73% over the same time period the year before. That has got to begin to be an indicator of just where the economy is. You know, most people are whooping out that MasterCard. They're getting online. They're ordering music and movies and whatever it is they want to order on Amazon because it's a sickness, an absolute sickness. And yet, Amazon's earnings for the quarter were down 73% for the same time period a year before. So what do we get? Dow closes down 207 today at 11,707. NASDAQ off 61 to end their day at 2638. S&P 500 down 25 points at 1229. Global Dow, flat. Oh, that's right. Looks like the negotiations and the meetings in Europe are on shaky ground. They may, in fact, not happen. Gold's had a good day. Wound up at over $1,700 today. Currently in the aftermarket, it's off $3 at $1,697. Oil? $92.55, off 62 cents a barrel in the aftermarket. That's the basis of economics for tonight. I've said it. I've been there. I've done there. I ain't going into any more of it. So let's see. What else is there? Is there anything else that's worth talking about? The 1% really are different from everyone else. Yeah, they can afford more expensive underwear. That's all. There's nothing else I care. Oh, Rick Perry. Rick Perry announced his new flat tax plan today. By the way, according to the polls, Rick Perry is down around 6%. I think that pretty soon he can go south of the border down Mexico way and nobody will miss him. Stay with us. We will be back on the other side.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Obama's on his three-day tour of the West. Let's see, he's been in Hollywood to do another appearance on the Jay Leno show. Going to San Francisco, he's got to visit some of Bonnie Flank's relatives. Let me see, what else? You know what, that'd be a good idea. They could come out with a whole new line of Warner Brothers cartoons. They get all these Hollywood guys to do the voices. They could get Bonnie Flank to do, what's that guy's name? One of the little piggy guys on the Warner Brothers cartoons. I can't think of his name. What's the difference? So anyway, Obama's out there. You know, there's no two ways about it. He's in full campaign mode. Even people who normally support him admit that's exactly what he's doing. So you got all these Occupy characters running around demanding, oh, man, my student loans are this, that, and the other thing, and I can't pay them. So what does Obama do? He comes up with a plan to aid students buried in debt. Oh, yes, he's expected to announce, as he did today, that he's going to help college grads climb out of their student loan debt hole. One of the proposals would push up the start date for more favorable terms on a special loan repayment program based on income, sources tell CNN Money. Another measure would encourage graduates with two or more different kinds of federal loans to consolidate them. You know, it's like, let's be completely owing to the federal government. When does the federal government get into the damn loan business? You know, so yesterday it's the mortgage mess he's going to do. And what, is it going to make things better? No, I think it's going to stave off the inevitable, because most of the people that are going to go apply for this special government refinancing are the same kind of people that did it a year ago and 3 months later couldn't even make those payments and still lost their homes. So now, but the problem is with these students that are squawking up on Wall Street is they just don't want to repay the loans anyway. So Obama's got a plan. Oh, yeah, that's right. His plan is he wants to calm the youth vote in America. I was watching The Five a little while ago. Greg Gutman's right. These kids shouldn't be allowed to vote until after their family health care insurance that came under Obamacare once they're past 26. These kids don't have enough smarts to vote. But then again, most Americans don't, so why does that make them any different? To me, not much. Oh, my good friend, the copy editor. You darn right I do, buddy. Wouldn't have it any other way. Well, you know, some of these, I made no bones about it. I'm a movie freak. But there's some movies I haven't seen. Others I haven't. It's impossible to see all movies. But a lot of folks are really wrapped up in the movie V for Vendetta. Some of the Occupy Wall Street protesters have been kind of wearing the Guy Fawkes mask from that film. And I think it's kind of appropriate. Now, I've not read the graphic novel in which the movie was based. I make no comment on it. But the film itself, which wears the mask of a liberating screed, is in fact one of the most purely fascist American films ever made. It is a despicable apologia for murderous violence against free institutions, presents a pitifully unrealistic rationalization for some of the most oppressive ideas currently in vogue, like all leftist art. And that's what it is, leftist art. By the way, when Obama went to Hollywood last night, $35,000 a plate dinner for a fundraiser. Who was there? Oh, the likes of Antonio Banderas. And what's the chicky poo from Desperate Housewives? Eva Longoria. You know, these kind of people. So that's what it is. It's leftist art coming out of Hollywood. V for Vendetta achieves its occasionally powerful effects by rewriting reality to fit the upside-down progressive imagination. For instance, the film suggests that Christianity lies at the heart of political oppression. But in real world, no matter what you might like to believe, the simple fact is that Christianity has been in on the ground floor of every truly free society on earth since the fall of Rome. The one arguable exception is Israel. Hey, go figure. The film depicts the West's war with Islamofascism as an Orwellian mix of racist propaganda and eternal mock warfare. That in itself is an Orwellian lie. Whatever its merits as a religious philosophy, Islam has produced violent and oppressive states since its outset and was oppressive even in its cultural heyday, now almost nine centuries ago. It's difficult to imagine any genuine vision of a free world that does not include the suppression of Islam's violent extremists. Now, more so, the film's central gay character extols the beauty of the Quran, the followers of which would endorse his murder. And yet he is murdered by Christians who, in life, might condemn his practices, but would also preach his loving acceptance as a fellow sinner. The same supposedly enlightened character also rhapsodizes on the work of Robert Mapplethorpe, whose sadomasochistic photos of leather-clad men could easily have illustrated the sexual imaginations of the brown shirts who facilitated Adolf Hitler's rise to power. So by turning the world as it is on its head, the film manages to dramatically justify torture and terrorism in defense of oppressive and violent conformity. It positively envisions a world in which all people will come together as one to support acts of terrorism against free institutions. This united people even end up wearing the signature mask that will remove them every trace of individuality. And the target of their climactic attack is the British Parliament, the mother of all parliaments, and thus the starting point of every modern free society. Earlier, the terrorists, by the way, also strike at the Old Bailey, a symbol of the rule of law. Now, by wearing the film's mask, the Occupy Wall Street protesters define themselves precisely They are a group who misrepresent the world in order to promote what sounds like freedom, but would in truth be slavery. That some people on Wall Street have behaved abominably is no excuse for their anti-liberty stance any more than the crimes of the Gambino family would excuse the answering crimes of the Bananos. A recent poll by Douglas Shane, or Schoen, who shows a large majority of the protesters, in fact, to be exactly what I've talked about, leftists. Leftists who advocate wealth distribution, or more importantly, wealth redistribution. In other words, stealing other people's money so it could be spent on what the robbers want rather than on what those who earn the money want. That this policy has resulted in murder and oppression and poverty or slow cultural decay, every single place it has been tried, does nothing to stem the feeling of virtue these people experience as they illegally take over streets, propagate anti-Semitism, attack the wealth of a society that has given these spoiled brats everything they cherish most, from their right to free speech to their computers and iPhones to the corporation-created parks, which they're now abusing. But that such lowlifes have risen up in a time of trouble, a time whose troubles have been so badly exacerbated by the left-wing policies of the current administration, is no surprise. What is more depressing is the support they're receiving, not only from this desperate failure of a president and his fellow travelers, but from any number of ordinary liberals and Democrats who feel that the OWS expresses a vital and proper anger against the powers that be. And frankly, it's all nonsense. The fact that Wall Streeters have given more money to Obama than to all the GOP candidates combined should be a dead giveaway that the true voice of protest in this country, the true opposition to the current cronyism between D.C. and Wall Street, is the peaceful, non-racist, liberty-loving Tea Party, which those same bloody liberal punks despise. You see, you cannot save the world by lying about it. Rank-and-file liberals who give credence to the self-serving fantasies of the radical mobs occupying Wall Street and elsewhere may find that the mask of fascism once put on can be very difficult to remove. And next week is Halloween. How many of those masks are you going to see on the unknowing youth of America as they're out knocking on door to get free candy from those who have paid for it? When I read this column earlier today, I think most of you know my feeling about the entire Operation Wall Street. These children are useful idiots. The author, Andrew Clavin, I'm finding more and more that I'm getting a greater degree of enjoyment by reading the comments that are left under the articles. Now, I know I'm not going to get to finish this comment before the break. But the author says, freedom will never be secure as long as citizens do not understand the direction that oppression is coming from. Left and right do not meet around the bend in the spectrum somewhere. Leftism is based on envy. Rightism is based on greed. If you see no difference, a greedy person wants a fleet of Cadillacs. An envious person wants your car. Well, we'll continue when we come back. Enjoy Ella. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
If you grew tired and just said goodbye, lullaby a bird and whisper low.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. you need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Occupy Wall Street crowd cannot claim to fame. Working all day? I suppose that they think they're working. They're just not getting paid for it. Before the break, we were talking about the difference between right and left, according to one person who left a comment. Leftism is based on envy. Rightism is based on greed. Remember, a greedy person, a so-called rightist, wants a fleet of Cadillacs. An envious person wants your Cadillac. Leftism politicizes every single aspect of our life. Rightism, at the extreme, abolishes politics. PC is the current leftist mode of politicizing everything, and you need no examples. The uber leftist dogma is the personal is political. That is why only leftist regimes are totalitarian, because they want to control even your thought, not just your behavior. And if you disagree with that, it is the leftists that have been pushing the hate crimes laws. In other words, your thoughts. Now, the founders in the Constitution were basically rightists, because what they attempted to do was to rule large areas of life out of bounds for politics. This is what the provisions stating that Congress shall make no law. That's what they were doing. The federal government had no authority to act in many areas of life, no matter what public opinion or election results might be. That has always been inherently rightist. I'd say the bedrock difference between left and right is the attitude which each one takes concerning natural or normal human society. Then there's the Enlightenment thinkers. In their awesome ignorance, thought that man was a reasoning animal without instinct or innate behaviors. So leftists are free to dream up any sort of human society because they believe they can modify human behavior by changing the environment. Rightists believe that human behavior is only plastic within a certain range and that beyond that range, natural society will be disintegrated. Rightists recognize that traditional social organizations are organic creations of the people involved. You cannot outlaw sex or private property or religion and maintain a functioning society. That's why the USSR, Mao's China, and North Korea end up as inhuman behavior sinks. Of course, until the early 60s, nobody knew what a behavior sink was. But rightists studied history and ethnography and saw the patterns. That's why rightists are diagnostically supporters of existing social institutions. Leftists are implacable enemies of all of them and do want to do nothing but destroy them. Every leftist movement, whether climate change, income redistribution, militant atheism, free sex, will be anti-religion, anti-tradition, anti-custom, anti-normal, anti-cultural. Every rightist movement will support and defend these things against leftists. And that's why the fascists are always fighting the left to prevent the destruction of every aspect of the natural society. Franco's Falange was mostly nothing but a reaction to the leftist attack on the Catholic Church, traditional art and culture, and Spanish society in general. If you want to distinguish left from right, just look at what they think of existing society. Now, I talk about left and right. I don't put that in terms of Republican and Democrat because that's somewhat of a joke. You know it and I know it. I'm talking about the leftists and the rightists on the street, the real people, not the political characters, because as far as I'm concerned, most of them are idiots. They're neither left nor right. They're just a bunch of bloody idiots. But this is what we have sitting in D.C. This is what you and I have sent to D.C. This is what America has continued to send back to D.C. decade after decade after decade, to the point that left doesn't know what's right and the right doesn't know what's right. Of course, I could have rephrased that and said that the left doesn't know what's correct. But you understood what I meant. It's appalling to watch all of this nonsense. I've made no bones about my opinions of the Occupy Wall Street mess from the very beginning. There are times I begin to even question myself and my own feelings because there's certain things that certain people will bring up. Yes, I have no doubt about it. I read a piece today that talked about the fact that people who produce something always work for those who produce nothing. Now, that's a typical communist bunch of rot, but, look. So you get some guy that's a big, wealthy guy. Look at Standard Oil, Rockefeller deal, right? Here's a man who had a vision. Maybe he had some money. He began to pull some things together. A whole bunch of people went to work for him and are still basically working for him. They don't have the money that the Rockefellers did, but there's nothing wrong with some rich guy having a good idea that winds up putting a whole lot of people to work. Oh, well, we tried. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us, won't you?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
As we watch this next 12 months unfold, expect probably amongst the dirtiest and filthiest campaign seasons this country has ever seen. I've made no bones about it. There's not a single person running on the Republican side that I, at this point, could support. Mitt Romney continues to show his true mettle, or lack thereof, it on a daily basis. Refusing to support issues that he should be supporting on a local basis. More and more has come out about the fact that it appears that much of the Obamacare package was based on Mitt Romney's Massachusetts care. Romney's continued to say, look how well it's worked for the state, and the state should make that decision, not the federal government, but that we're reading more and more that doctors are being forced in Massachusetts to absorb more and more and greater losses due to the cost of this Massachusetts or Romney care plan. Rick Perry, of course, got into this thing about 5-6 weeks ago, just about the time that Michelle Bachmann was trying to suck down a foot-long hot dog at the Iowa Fair. Oh, don't kid yourself. We got pictures of Perry doing it too, but he wasn't up there participating in that. But he came into this thing with a 26% approval rating as compared to the others, which put him briefly above Romney. Perry's now down, according to one poll, to a 6% acceptance rating. He came out today with a flat tax plan that's being totally ripped apart by the left and the right. You know, I like the piece we talked about yesterday, I think, on this program, the 666 plan. Makes a whole heck of a lot more sense. Of course, he doesn't reference Kane other than calling him Herman. I will give that much to Perry. He's been a little bit more polite about Mr. Kane than others have. You know, I don't know what's going on with Santorum or Gingrich or Huntsman. I'm sure Huntsman's a very nice guy, you know, but I just don't see that we need two Mormons in the race. And so I just don't see where it's going to go. And I said to you folks several months ago that if this continues to worsen and that they don't get back down to the old backroom politics where the platform is laid out, then the platform goes out and chooses the right candidate for the job. This is turning into an internal bloodbath within the Republican Party alone. There are others out there who are neither Republican or Democrat. You know, some of you just rake me over the coals for my discussion about Ron Paul several weeks ago. You've got to understand, not only was I sharing one person's opinion and her experiences with the Paul campaign 4 years ago, but you seem to forget I have also had personal experiences with Congressman Paul. If you were to call the guy and give him my name, it wouldn't mean a damn thing to him. But if you explain the circumstances to our dealings, that's a different story. As I've shared for many years, I know of exactly one piece of legislation. Now, I've not gone out and done major research either, okay? I'll admit that. I know of exactly one piece of legislation that Ron Paul took to the floor of the House of Representatives and on that very same day, then-Senator Bob Smith from New Hampshire took the petition and his proposal to the floor of the United States Senate. Those petitions were eventually passed into law and signed by George W. Bush. Now, I don't care. I was no fan of Bush. Matter of fact, I listened to Perry talk today, and if I close my eyes, my God, his voice even sounded like Bush today. The same inflections, the hesitations, even the accent. Did these guys grow up two blocks away from each other or what? But that's the reality. So I'm not real excited for the future or lack thereof that I see in this country. It's just the way I see it. Maybe there's some things I'm not seeing. I was raked over the coals by one lady in my diatribe about Ron Paul saying that the left-wing media does not need my help to help Obama get reelected. Well, that's certainly not my intent. But my intent is to get you people to think. Where can we find a real deliverer in this political scene? I'm not talking about the deliverer, okay? You know who I'm talking about. But we've got to find an individual. There are some out there. Unfortunately, they'll never be heard from. You know, it's kind of like Ron Paul was 4 years ago. The media just absolutely shunned him. Well, he's getting a lot more exposure this time. And you know, push comes to shove of everybody that's out there. I guess that I would more closely associate myself with some of the beliefs of Ron Paul. Not all, because he truly is more of a libertarian than he is a Republican. And I've got problems with some of the libertarian leanings. Amongst the things that I see, obviously, with the Obama administration everybody talks about, well, he's failed on his domestic policies. Well, in his own mind, he's been a success because he's been able to cram Obamacare down our throat. That is a failure to me. It is a failure to the American public, in my estimation. It may have started out with good intent, but what it became was horrible. And we've not even begun to see the results of how horrid Obamacare is going to be. I've spoken with two women today. A lady I've known in the Midwest for a good number of years. She and her husband have been longtime listeners of mine, longtime clients, very, very interesting people. Interesting for a lot of reasons I'm not going to go into. And she called me this morning to inform me that her husband passed on about a week and a half ago. And it was a shock to me. He's only 53. And, you know, just horrible situations. We have to be somewhat guarded in our conversation. We have both detected some strange things going on while we were on the phone over the years. Just before going on the air tonight, just minutes ago, between the time I got off of John's program last hour and the time that the music started here, I received a call from a woman who lives a bit north of us and informed me that she just recently lost her husband. And I'm saying, man, this is a stinking epidemic. I said, come on, don't tell me that. I said, I don't want to hear a third one today. Three strikes, you're out. I hope I ain't going to be the third one. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion that when it's your time, it's your time. So I'm not a fan of the so-called successes of the Obama administration. They have given out massive amounts of money. Even a liberal broadcaster, a team member of the Fox News show, The Five. I've made no bones about it. I like to watch The Five because a lot of different issues get discussed. They don't take calls. They don't run videos. It's the five of them going back and forth. They cover about four or five different subjects, maybe six, within an hour. And you've essentially got four, maybe three conservatives, one moderate, and one liberal on this program. But I like the liberal. And he even said it is appalling. Obama has not come anywhere near the degree of success. He's leaving an awful lot of people hanging. Economically, we're in trouble. You know, he comes up one day with a whole new real estate reinvention or a new mortgage reinvention plan. Today, he's coming out with a whole plan to reinvent the school loans for the students. All of these things are playing in. Oh, he goes to Vegas yesterday, and he's standing up at a podium. There's Secret Service guys all over the place. He's predominantly in what is obviously a Hispanic neighborhood. An awful lot of these people are probably dishwashers, et cetera, at the casinos. And they're all in, you know, of course, a lot of them are illegals, too. And that's reality. That's fact. We're dealing with that. We've watched the amount of money given out for these things before. We've already had one or two different mortgage bailout programs that have been abysmal failures. We've watched the massive amount of TARP money being given out to General Motors and to Chrysler. Chrysler then was sold off to Italian concern. I don't know how well they're doing with their cars. Ford was one of the big three automobile manufacturers that basically told the government, stick it, we're going to be on our own. Ford's been doing great. All of a sudden, Consumer Reports comes out today. Ford's quality has been downgraded for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what the criteria is they're looking for. You know, Honda and Toyota are back up. Look, 2 years ago, Toyota was getting trashed six ways to Sunday. And yet what happened? Toyota kept selling cars. I still, from the very outset of that whole Toyota mess, I said, this is crap coming out of Washington to plant the seed of uncertainty in potential buyers' minds to get them to buy the General Motors cars. I don't want a General Motors car. You know, my daughter has one now. It's okay. It was a Saturn. I think Saturn was a much better car when Saturn controlled it before General Motors stuck their 2 cents into it and decided to be more directly involved. Her boyfriend has had nothing but trouble with the last two S10s he's had. They're horribly expensive vehicles to maintain. They're pieces of tin can junk. An S10 Chevy pickup truck is nothing to me but a Vega with a bed on the back of it. Okay? This is the kind of crap that we're putting out in this country. I've talked about this. Styrofoam cups, blue porta-potties, and son of a gun, my wife went to Lowe's and bought a beautiful ceramic-looking bowl, but it's not. It's molded plastic, probably made out of recycled milk can and pop cans. Son of a gun, it's made in America. Are we building or providing anything of any value? Every ceiling fan you buy in this country today, if you're renovating your house, it's coming from overseas. Most of it's coming from China. You know, most of the quality cars, the real true quality cars that we get in this country that are affordable and reliable are coming from the Far East. They're coming out of Japan. They're coming out of Korea, the Kias and the Hyundais, you know. And you know, they put 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties on Kias and Hyundais. And you know what? I just bought my second Kia. Well, number one, it's made in America. It's completely assembled in America at the plant down in one of the Carolinas, I think. Sure, all the parts come from overseas, and some of them come from this country to begin with. But somebody said to me, well, I'm only going to buy American because I want to keep Americans working. Well, let's see. I go to the car dealership. There's American salesmen. There's American service technicians. It's owned by a dual citizenship. You know, he's basically American, but now he's not one of them. He comes from, I think his family emanates from Mexico. A great bunch of people. And the products are coming. Look, it's keeping Americans working. And I just don't know how well Chrysler and Dodge is doing since their reinvention under the Italians. The GMs, no, I wouldn't buy a GM car. I'm sorry. I don't like them. And, you know, so Dodge comes out with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Nice chances out of 10 with the Dodge, you'll need that 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Nine chances out of 10, my 10-year, 100,000-mile on the Kia, I'll never need it. It's a great sales gimmick that so far hasn't been needed, not by the cars I've owned. Okay? The Toyotas and the Hondas of this world are typically always amongst the most reliable and the best-selling. You remember, for a long time, the Ford Taurus back in the 80s was the best-selling car in America? The reason being is a lot of the car rental joints were buying it. They'd buy them, flood their markets, and, of course, you know, so bingo. They'd sell it. Little by little, Honda became the number one seller. And now it kind of flip-flops between Honda and Toyota Camry. I'm not saying the European automobiles are bad. They're just grossly expensive. I sold Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi for many, 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 many years. And I got out of that in 1980. Ladies and gentlemen, those cars were never particularly inexpensive to maintain. My good friend Bill O'Brien has owned a couple of Volkswagens. And, you know, and they're okay. They're great cars, and they last forever. How many old Beetles are still on the road? You know, and the old Volkswagens, you don't see as many Type 3s and Type 4s. You certainly don't see as many of the minibuses, et cetera, as you once did. But, you know, Volkswagen has just once again reinvented the bug. It's a gorgeous car. Absolutely beautiful. Far closer to what the original one was. But the point is, what are we producing? We're producing, in this country, overpriced politicians that aren't reliable. And we're producing a bunch of automobiles that, in many respects, are overpriced and are also not reliable. That's a pretty lousy analogy, ladies and gentlemen, but it's the only one that I can legitimately make. And so what are we going to be facing just over a year from now? Well, it's probably going to be, obviously, we know it's going to be Obama versus somebody. Pray God, I saw an article today that say that Joe Biden's considering a run for the presidency again after Obama's next 4 years. I hope that ain't going to happen. As a matter of fact, if Obama had any smarts, he would drop Biden. But hopefully Obama's not that smart. Let him keep Biden. Look, I'm just kind of rambling today. And once in a while you get into those moods. You get into these anger modes and you see what's going on. There's not a whole hell of a lot you can do about it. But to just be able to talk about it, talk with people of a like mind about these issues. That's all I see. That's all we really have. What else are we going to do? This Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Seattle and Occupy Oklahoma City and all the other places. There's a small group that's gotten together that's now occupying D.C. Well, my God, that's what I've been saying for over 4 weeks. That's where the whole thing ought to be taken. Every one of these guys should be hauled out of there. I don't care if you string them up, tar and feather them, but get them out of office. That's how you begin to make changes as relates to the banks and Wall Streets. Clean house in D.C. Put the kind of people in D.C. that are going to do the right thing for America and take this country back and put it back on sound, economic, constitutional footing. If Ron Paul's meant to be a part of that, fine. If it's Herman Cain, that's okay. Every one of them are human beings. They've got setbacks. They've got problems. They've got downfalls. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. The unfortunate thing is right now what we've got in D.C., at least in the White House, is plain old, as my 7-year-old granddaughter says, but ugly. And then my wife comes and tells me a story about one of these cooking shows, some news show. Apparently Michelle Obama went and did a whole cooking session on one of these TV things, which they've now produced into a whole magazine article that's on television, saying that when the cooking was over, she kept eating and eating and eating, and it was all junk food. So what comes out of her mouth is not necessarily how she really lives her life. Just another Washington whitewash? I hope the music's coming up soon, because I've been drinking some water that goes through you real quick. Say what? I thought I heard something. The music's there. Stay with us. I'll be back with some closing comments. About what? I don't know.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the final couple of moments of the program. My hero is on the other end of the phone, and the reason I say he's my hero is because I lost control of this program 45 minutes ago. John in Florida, welcome to the program. Save me, save me.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you had on your website like a week and a half ago, One Mo Chance, and it has a picture of Obama. And it's perfect. I have made 40 copies of this, and people have different reactions, but it's perfect. And I say, oh, I'm campaigning for the next president, and I hand this to people, and I'm going to make more copies, but it's perfect. No job, no house, no gas, no food, no problem, 2012. And it's got a picture of Obama
crazy.
Looking like he's playing a basketball. But the flowers.
Now, you say it was on the site. Now, was that on the RBN site or the Republic Trading Group site?
That was on your site, Jeff. That was perfect. And
Federal Observer. Yeah, I get so much stuff going on, John. There's times I flat forget, and I got to whip through, and I'm probably trying to crank 6-8 pieces out a night. I kind of like the other one of the little hottie from Zuccotti Park, but that's another story.
I was in love with her. I want to marry her, but Obama's perfect because I make copies of him, and I hand it to people and say, oh, I'm campaigning for the next president, and I hand people this. Oh, my God. Come on, baby. Give me one more chance with the roses. Oh, my God. It's perfect. It's perfect. And I make
great idea. I'm going to have to go down and find that and recycle it and bring it back up to the front page of federalobserver.com. That way, if folks can go take a look at it. So I'll see if I can dig that out tonight. We'll find it.
I want to put a hammer and sickle in his head, but I don't want to just all I did was make 40 copies, and I'm going to make 100 copies of this. Oh, it's perfect. It explains it all. And most people
And that's what it's going to take. Wouldn't you love to get a whole bunch of folks? We could all go up to Wall Street and walk around up there, because those idiots don't realize it. They're up there campaigning for him, and they don't get it.
Remember Boss Tweed in history? Boss Tweed.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from a cartoon, a cartoon character or something like that, if I remember correctly, in history. And this is perfect for – and I swear to God, it says one more change. But when I made the copy, one more change was not on the print. But it's okay. I know what it means. Maybe we can fix it up and maybe put a little hammer and sickle on his forehead. Not a swastika, but a hammer and sickle.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way it ought to be. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
It's great ideas. You know, this is we got to get our combating words out in our own way. So we're going to do some looking around. And like I say, I'll see if I can find this thing. We'll put it back up. No, we're not going to close with Britney Spears singing Come On Baby, Give Me One More Chance. I ain't playing that game. I understand exactly what John's talking about. This is a great idea. And we'll find it. We'll find a way to get it back up on the website. You take a look at it. You see what you think. And if I've got a better version of it, you shoot me an email. I'll get it out. But don't send me the emails until I can find it. And previous entries. Boy, how many times I got to hit previous entries? I keep coming back to this babe. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't know. Well, Lord willing, we'll get something put together for tomorrow. I had some other things to get into tonight, but I got to tell you. Oh, there it is. Come on, baby. Give me one more chance. Yeah, this is the one we had on Republic Trading Group International.com. I will recycle that thing. We'll get it out there for tomorrow. So you'll be able to go back to Republic Trading Group International.com. You will find it. Come on, baby. Give me one more chance. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced.
The next round.